The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, and welcome to The New Channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees all things new. I am Alpha Sanford, and I'm streaming live from Boston, Massachusetts. Good morning, good evening, kumusta, how are you? You are watching Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher, Season 1, Episode 6. It's Alpha Sanford again. Today, it's a beautiful Saturday here in Massachusetts. I know in the Philippines, it's about 11:30 at night. And I'm hoping that those of you who are still up, please, I'm encouraging you to log on, watch us, and especially for the teachers, I'm looking at the comments right now, plug in your names, your location, and tag your colleagues or your friends who work at the school, all right? I can't believe today is our sixth episode of Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher. Time goes by, right? Very, very fast. And today, I hope that those who are tuning in, you are in your most comfortable clothing because today is like no other than our previous episodes, because today we are going to be learning about yoga, pranayams, meditation, some breath work, and Ayurveda. It's going to be a fun and enjoyable hour, so please stay with us. All right, let's see who are we going to greet this morning. All right, let's greet our friends from Germany. I know our special guest today has lived around the world, and she's gone from living in China and then the USA, Germany, and she's got deep roots in India, particularly in Gujarat and in New Delhi. So we've got a lot of viewers who are maybe still trying to tune in, but I'm sure we'll be watching the replay. So for those of you who are currently in those places, hi, hello, thank you for being with us, and thank you for supporting the show. I also want to thank our teachers here in Massachusetts. It's been September, October, November. It's been 3 months since we opened our schools. And every day as I walk around in our schools, our teachers continue to show up, continue to give the best that they have to our kids. So for our public school teachers, our private school teachers here in Massachusetts, I thank you. And especially this coming week, we are celebrating Thanksgiving. Know for a fact that one of the things that I'm certainly very grateful for are you, our teachers. And to our teachers all across the globe, in the Philippines, in Asia, thank you again. All right, so let's see. Anybody else who's actually putting their comments right here, putting in their names, their location, and also, you know, watching us around the world. Okay, I wanna say hi to our friends in New York City. We also wanna say hi and hello to our friends from Miami. Thank you so much. All right, why don't we get started? Because I cannot wait to introduce to you our special guest for today. All right, our special guest for today is a very good friend of mine. We've been friends not for too long, I think right before the pandemic. So that's like about 3 years, but we've known each other because we talk a lot and we do our exercise quite a lot, right? And I do appreciate her perspective around the world and her beliefs that are rooted in meditation, in yoga, and also the beliefs and values because of her strong background growing up and born in India. Recently, my friend has completed the training to become a yoga instructor from the world-renowned institute, Patanjali Institute. I hope I said that right, but she's gonna correct me later on once she comes on. So without further much ado, I'd love to introduce to you one of my good friends, Shabnam Barmal. Shabnam, come on in.
Hi, Alpha. How are you doing today?
I am great, Shabnam. I am in my comfortable clothes, ready to just learn from you. And I'm sure our teachers around the world, our viewers, who may not be teachers, but individuals who are here to learn from you, they're also excited to be with you.
Thank you so much for having me today and all the viewers who are watching us. And it's a beautiful day outside with lots of sunshine here in Boston.
Yes. So I was just introducing you, and I hope I got the word right, Patanjali Institute.
Yeah, you got it right. Yep. Yeah, so I finished my advanced training in teaching yoga by Patanjali Institute, and I can't wait to share all the learnings and with you and all the viewers to put it in practice, and looking forward to share all I have learned.
All right, let's get started, Shabnam. So tell us your journey in terms of becoming a yoga instructor, and tell us, what have you been, especially with this practice?
Yes. Yeah. I was always into sports and, you know, and learning different exercise. And when I was in China, I used to do this Tai Chi, and always yoga was in my mind when I was doing it at home on my own. And during the pandemic, we moved to the U.S., moved to U.S. from Germany. Just before the pandemic hit, and the you know, when you move to a new place, it's always challenging in many ways. And we were all at home. And at that time, I got to learn more and practice more. And that time, I experienced how it helped me mentally and physically to stay strong during the pandemic. And I wanted to learn more about it.
That's awesome. So the pandemic turned into a great possibility for you. And the possibility that opened up for you was the world of yoga, meditation, pranayama, and Ayurveda, right?
Yes. And I also did one from different institutes in India and did some personal training. It all inspired me during the pandemic to become a yoga instructor.
Awesome. So tell us your take on meditation, yoga, and pranayama. What's pranayama to people that don't know? And what is Ayurveda?
With yoga, the word yoga is derived from Sanskrit text, yuj, and it means to unite, to connect, or to join. And yoga word is defined in different various forms and different scriptures. So, you know, in many ways, yoga is like you connect your mind, body, and soul. And when you practice it daily, you can live a holistic life in a balanced way. So yoga and then meditation. So it's all combines, you know, mind, body, and soul. And you have to do it with your whole faith. You, when you do it in a, bring it to your daily routine, it helps you to live a balanced life and connect to your mind, body, and soul. And that's how you keep yourself healthy.
Okay. And how about pranayama?
Yeah, so pranayama, the breathing exercise, you know, is equally important when you do yoga, and it is exercise for your internal organs. Mm-hmm. So there are different types of pranayama. You start with Bhastrika, that is like you deep breathing, and it helps you to make your respiratory system strong, your helps improve the function of your lungs. It cleans all your sinuses, mucus, and then it comes to the Kapalbhati, which is the king of all pranayama, and you forcefully exhale, and so it helps you to make your digestive system strong, and it's very helpful. And then it comes to pranayama, you know, which is also very helpful to keep you healthy, and you know, you activate, helps you for your memory, for your concentration, and the most important, you know, like for when you start yoga, if you are healthy, you know, you always start, you can start from warm up, you know. And if you don't have any knee pain, if you are young, you can always do some do the side warmers, like side jumping. You bring your knees close to your chest, and this you can always do back, like, you know, the Surya Namaskar. The Surya Namaskar, sun salutation, is you do it in the 12 steps. Mm-hmm. He is, for New Surya Namaskar, is you have to focus when you breathe in, and when you go forward, you breathe out. When you go back, you breathe in, and you focus on your chakras, which is connected to your spine. So we have like 7 chakras, which starts from the bottom, the reproductive system, and then just below your belly button is Swadhisthana chakra. In the middle of your belly is the Manipur chakra, and then you come up where there is your heart is Anahat chakra, and your throat, which is called Vishuddhi chakra, and then comes your forehead, or you can also call it third eye, that is your Adya chakra. So you, when you are doing your sun salutations, you focus on this chakras and your breathing in and out, and Then comes my favorite while doing the yoga practice is Sukshvyayam, and it's also called gentle exercises. This exercises is you know, especially you can do any time during the day, especially for the teachers or whoever working in the office during the break. You can be in any clothes, you don't have to change, you know, and it can be done during any time of the day. So, and especially those who are who are not able to sit on the floor, they can also join and do it on the chair. And it Sukshvayam, you know, gentle exercises is helping, it helps you to for the flexibility of your joints. It helps you to prevent from arthritis. It helps to help you to reach all the nutrients to your joints and muscles and improves the blood circulation. So that is my really favorite, and I recommend all my viewers and teachers to bring it into practice whenever they have a break or they feel a little tension. And yeah, so I would like to demonstrate today some of Vyayam.
But hold on, Shabnam. I want to make sure that I got everything that you had just shared to our viewers. I heard the seven chakras, right? And we've got seven chakras right here. And then I also heard the sun salutations that we have 12 steps, right? We've got 12 steps of the sun salutations. And then the last one, I also heard the gentle exercises, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you lost me when it comes to the Sanskrit term, but maybe later on, you know, we can plug, you know, under the comment section in terms of the Sanskrit interpretation or Sanskrit word, thank you, of those three terms. So, did I get it all right in terms of what I just heard from you? Chakra, sun salutation, and the gentle exercise.
I would like to add a little bit about sun salutations. Is like, you know, it's a flexibility for your whole, it is the workout of your complete body. And helps you to tone, and wherever you have extra fat, you can reduce that. And it prepares you, you know, for the complete body exercise. For the, it's very good for your memory, for blood circulation, and for the further yoga poses.
Awesome. So which one shall we start? Which one will you demonstrate to start with?
Yeah, so let's start with our gentle exercises, especially when you're sitting on the chair during the break.
Okay.
Start with our neck exercises.
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, so let's start with our neck. When you go up, you breathe in. And when you come down, breathe out. And those who have cervical spondylitis or neck pain, they can just come as far as they can, or they can avoid this exercise. But this exercise is very good for your neck stretch, especially when you are sitting all day on the computer and for the kids who are doing this day's online schooling. So when you go up, breathe in, go all the way up. And down, when you come down, breathe out. One more time, breathe in. And when you come down, breathe out. And try to bring your chin in the between the neck feet. Way. Let's, and then it comes the sideways. So when you breathe in, go look left, right. And when you come forward, breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. sideways. Try, so you'll see, you bring your, when you look left, you try to bring your chin parallel to your shoulders. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's do one more time. Right side, breathe in. Breathe out. Left side, in, breathe out. It's very important when you are doing this gentle exercises, you focus on your breathing at the same time. And now we will do the clockwise, rotating our neck. When you go up, breathe in. When you come down, breathe out. You can always, when you look right, left, go down, and up. So let's do one more time clockwise, and then we'll do anti-clockwise. Breathe in slowly, no jerks. And now we will do anti-clockwise. Three times. Try to remember, breathe in. And when you come down, breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And out. The same way you can do it in sideways. Go right first. And breathe in, breathe out. Let's do one more time on right side. Breathe in, breathe out. And now on the left side, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. So this was our neck exercise. And now I'm going to show you the gentle exercise. It's also called Shuksh Vyayam. These are like you are working on your hands. So you keep your hands straight. And now we'll start with our wrist. So in this, you're only moving your wrist. You're turning your wrist round. You're not moving your hand, but you're focusing on your wrist. No jerks, gentle, try to stretch. When you breathe in, breathe out. Focus on your breathing. Let's do it 5 times, clockwise and then anti-clockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now anti-clockwise. 1, remember to breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now it's about fingers. So you stretch your hands and now breathe in, breathe out. Squeeze your fingers and open. Breathe in, breathe out. This is all your Shuksh Vyayam. You can, any age, anyone can do this exercise, simple exercise, and during any time. It relieves the tension of your body. Breathe in, breathe out. So let's do 5 times. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Last time, breathe in, breathe out. And the next exercise is you stretch your hands, open your hands, and bring it all the way to your shoulders. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. So let's do it 10 times together slowly. Breathe in, breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Remember to breathe in, breathe out, and 10. And now we are going to do it sideways. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep smiling. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then it comes the rotating our shoulder. This is also very good, those who have frozen shoulder. So when you go up, breathe in, try to touch your elbows, and when you go back, your hands, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Let's do it 5 times. Breathe in, breathe out. 2, try to rotate all the way back, no jerks. 2, when you come down, breathe out. When you go up, breathe in. 3, 4, and 5. And now let's do it anti-clockwise. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Relax. So these are like, you know, very good exercise for your shoulders, for your, to relieve the tension from your neck and improve the flexibility of your joints. And now the other way to stretch is raise your hand and hold it with your left hand, and then try to, when you breathe in and breathe out, and stretch. This is also a very nice stretch when you're sitting whole day and working on the desk. So you breathe in and breathe out. Let's do a couple of more times. Breathe in and out. Breathe in, breathe out. Try to slow and gentle. You don't want to really give a hard stretch. Gentle stretches, gentle, it's all called Sukshma Vyayam. Let's do one more time. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. And now we will rotate our shoulders. Just place your hands on your knees and just simply give a nice rotate with your shoulders. Breathe in. Remember, breathe in and breathe out. Let's do five more times. Breathe in, breathe out. One, two, three, four, and five. And now, same way, you can give a back anti-clockwise rotate. Three, four, and five. Relax. Now I'm going to show you how to release the tension, especially when you are feeling stressed. And this is also a nice exercise to relieve your tension. So you, when you breathe in and press on the right side and hold it, feel a nice pressure and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One more time. Breathe in, hold. And breathe out. Same way, we'll do it from left side. Hold it, breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. The same way, you interlock your fingers and on the back, put any pressure, breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out. And same way, we'll do it from front. So you put the anti-lock and then breathe, put the breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Let's do it a couple of times more. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, relax. And now the same way, we can do the exercise for our eyes also, which is very important these days, because most of us, we are working on the screen, and especially for the kids. So you have to like fix the four points. First you start with up, and then look right, then go down and left. So let's rotate three times clockwise and then anti-clockwise. And then go again left, up, right, down. Left, up, right, down. Anticlockwise, slowly. And now you can close your eyes and open. Close and open. Close and open. The other exercise which you can include in during your break and gentle exercise, the same thing what we did with our hands, the same thing you can do it with your legs. So you stretch your legs, you can pull back your chair and just straighten your leg and squeeze your toes. So I will direct you how to do it. You can do it along with me. Pull your leg, make your legs straight, open your toes, and open and close. Open, spread your toes, squeeze in. Remember to breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And you can move your feet the same way, both the toes open and close, spread your, stretch your toes, and then you can do it your with your legs. Make a, like how we did with our hands, you can do it with your legs. Make it clockwise and anti-clockwise. And you can also open your legs like this. Go like in, out. Breathe in, breathe out. These are the exercises I'm telling you. The same thing what we did with our hands, you can also do it with your legs on the chair, and you can rotate it clockwise and then anti-clockwise. The other exercise you can always do is your stretch your hands up. When you breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. This also helps. You can do this exercise. It's called Tadasana. You can stand up and do it. It helps you to improve your posture and focus, and improves your immunity. The same thing, you can do it. Bring your hands forward, and we can do a nice twist. Go right side, again breathe in, breathe out, left, like this, straight, breathe in, breathe out, forward and left. Let's do one more time, it's nice and straight, stretch. Turn your neck, you're just turning, giving a nice twist to your trunk. Breathe. Breathe out, relax. So these are the simple exercises you can try, especially for the teachers or whoever is working in the office and sitting on the computer whole day. And this gentle exercise is also very good for everybody, for all ages. Yeah, Alpha, hope you are enjoying all these exercises which I showed you, gentle exercises.
Oh my gosh, Shabnam, that was amazing. Those gentle exercises, I think everybody can use them, not just teachers, but anyone who actually work or, you know, whose work is pretty much on the computer and things like that. Or sometimes, you know, when we spend too much time right on the computer, sometimes all we need is about 20 minutes or 30 minutes of these gentle exercises. Mm-hmm. Shabnam, you know what I was thinking while you were doing all of those gentle exercises? I was thinking of our friends, Shami Egan and Sam Claflin, who would do the yoga with you. And also, you know, our friends Ian. And I'm hoping that they're with us, but it seems like more and more people have joined us. since you demonstrated. So, oh, that was really wonderful, Shabnam. My take on those is there were a few that you showed that I wasn't able to practice before, like that piece that's actually good, and then pressing it down right here, that's pretty good. Yeah. So thank you, Shabnam. Thank you for that. So I think, why don't we take a break? And as we take a break, I'd love everybody to maybe take a sip of water. And when we come back, we talk about gentle exercises. Now, when we come back, will you also teach us when it comes to the pranayams?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, I can't wait for that. I feel like my mind, my body, and soul, just like what you said earlier, is now connected. All right, Shabnam and everybody else who are watching with us, let's take a few minutes break, grab some water, and when we come back, we'll have Shabnam demonstrate and talk about pranayams. All righty, see you in a bit. A live stream platform of online shows for people on the go. Please watch all our shows as seen on screen. Imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. Please continue to support and watch
our channel, Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher, on selected Saturdays. The next episode will be on Saturday, December 4th. And I'm inviting you to please watch us. It is on from 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 11:30 a.m. You can watch live or on replay via Facebook or YouTube. You can also follow us on Instagram, listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Just search hashtag TNC now. For sponsorships, please email now at the new channel or send us a DM. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them for you. All right, folks, we're back. I hope that you were able to get some water and really enjoyed those gentle exercises that Shabnam Barmal provided us earlier. Now, I'm going to bring her back because once she comes on, she's going to be showing us and teaching us all about pranayama. Shabnam?
Hey, Alpha.
Hi. Hi again. All right. No, now, let's talk about and teach us in terms of pranayama. What is it?
So, you know, pranayama is, we are always breathing. But this pranayama is different because when you breathe in and out with control and speed. So, and it is, as I mentioned, is the exercise for your internal organs, and it helps you to improve your energy and oxygen level. And it prevents you, you know, from many diseases. And it's like a completely immunity, it boosts your immunity levels. So with pranayama, you also do it with mudra. So I'm going to talk a little bit before we go into pranayama, mudra. What is mudra? And, you know, the mudra is like the hand gestures, the science way of what hand gestures we use. When you can sit in a comfortable posture like Sukhasana or Siddhasana, when you sit in pranayama, comfortable posture on the floor, or you can do it on the chair. But these are the mudras. This is called Gyan Mudra. This helps you for your concentration, and it improves the oxygen level. And the five fingers represents the elements of the earth. Like, you know, this is how we made, our body is made from, you know, like the fire and the water, sky, land, and the air. So all those five mudras, we are going to use it while doing pranayama. So Gyan Mudra, and this is Vayu Mudra. So you can use either of those. Vayu Mudra is for to help you to improve your digestive, especially when you feel bloating or uncomfortable after food. It helps you to digest, improve your digestive system. So let's start with the first pranayama is Prastrika. And you can do it at a different speed. First, you can start from slow, and then you go to medium. And once you practice, good at practice, and if you don't have any heart problems or pressure, blood pressure, you can do it faster. So let's start. We will do it 1 minute of Prastrika pranayama, which helps you, you know, again, it drains the mucus from your nose and improves the oxygen level and your lung function. So let's do it together. Close your eyes. You can do any Gyan Mudra or Kapalbhati or Vayu Mudra. Breathe in. So when you do pranayama, you know, you fill in your lungs like how you fill in your bucket in the water. You fill it till the last drop, and when you breathe out, you completely empty your lungs. You can do it slowly. you feel tired in between, you can always take a break and do some yogic breathing, which is slow, like completely focus on your breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. So let's do a couple of more time. Brastrika pranayam. Helps you to calm your mind and give energy to your entire body and mind. Breathe in, breathe out. It's okay if you feel, you know, runny nose, the mucus is coming out. It drains your nose and your lungs, especially when you have sinus, cold, cough. This pranayama is very beneficial. Couple of more times, breathe in, breathe out. Relax. And then next one is the king of all the pranayam is Kapalbhati pranayam. In this pranayam, you only focus on breathing out. So you have to you check if you are doing correctly. When you sneeze or when you cough, you breathe out forcefully and your stomach goes in. So this pranayam is also, you know, as I mentioned, is very good for your digestion. If you have constipation, if you have bloating, it gives the exercise to all your organs, you know, the pancreas, liver, and it's very helpful to lose weight as well. So let's do it together. You are just focusing on forcefully breathing out through your nostrils. Again, you can sit in Gyan Mudra or Vayu Mudra. You put your index finger at the base of your thumb and place it on your knees. Remember to sit straight, keep your shoulders relaxed, and you are focusing on your breathing out forcefully. In the beginning, you can do it slowly, 1 second, one time, or one time in 2 seconds. If you feel tired, if you have a back problem, I will always suggest you do it slowly. You can avoid this pranayam, Kapalbhati pranayam, if you have menstrual periods, if you're pregnant, or if you have hernia or any surgery. But it's very this pranayam is otherwise very good. Let's continue doing it. Kapalbhati pranayama, forcefully breathing out through your nose. It removes all the impurities from your body, and then let's move to next pranayam. After first we do Brastrika and Kapalbhati. You can start doing it from 1 minute. You can increase the timing. You can do it early morning, at empty stomach, or in the evening before sunset. And start it from 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and increase your timing and practice every day. And the next pranayam I'm going to talk about is Anulom Vilom. In that, we are going to use our thumb and two fingers, the middle finger and the ring finger. So first, you close your nostrils, right nostrils with your thumb, and slowly breathe in and then breathe out through your right. Again, breathe in breathe out. This pranayama is very good to, it activates your left brain and right brain. It improves, especially it's very good for the anxiety. If you have, it's very good to have a good sleep, concentration, it relaxes, it calms you down. So especially whenever you feel stressed, this pranayama is very good. It's called Anulom Vilom. Let's do it together. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in all the positive thoughts and exhale all your worries. And remember, whenever you are doing pranayama, keep your back straight, shoulders relaxed, head relaxed, and you are not making a loud noise. You are breathing in. You can breathe in up to start in the beginning. You can breathe in 2.5 seconds like this. And then exhale 2.5 seconds. You can also do it 5 seconds. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. So this was the exercise, third pranayam we did. It was Anulom Vilom. And you can do it up to, start with again 5 minutes, 3 minutes, and you can increase up to 15 minutes a day. According, if you have any problem or any disease, you can increase the timing. You can do it 3 times a day and at least keep, you know, at least 2 hours of gap between your meal and yoga practice or pranayama practice. And it's the best to do it in the early morning. The next one we are going to do is the Bhramari Pranayama. And this is also very good to calm yourself and helps you to concentrate. And in this, you place your finger, one finger above your eyebrow and rest fingers. You place it on next to your eyes and nose. And with your thumb, you're going to close your ears. And we will breathe in and make a humming sound when you breathe out. I'm going to say Om, and when I breathe out, I'm going to make a humming sound of Om. So let's do it together 3 times. Bhramari Pranayam. So let's do it. Breathe in, close your ears. Breathe in. relax. And now we are going to say three times Om. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe in. And we are going to say it Om. So let's do it together. Breathe in. Now we have your palms together and place it on your eyes. Feel the warmth and make the cupping hands. Slowly open your eyes and slowly open your eyes. So this is how you do your pranayama exercise in this sequence. And you can increase the timing and the number of Bhramari. You can do it up to 7 to 11 times. And at the same time, you can say Om 3 to 5 times or 7 times. And let's end this session, today's session with wellness prayer. So let's join our hands and let's pray together. May all the beings be happy. May all be free from illness. May all we see what is auspicious, and may no one suffer. May no one suffer. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste, Shabnam. Namaste. That was one relaxing yoga meditation and pranayama demonstration. Thank you, Shabnam, for that.
Thank you so much, Alpha, and all the viewers who are watching us today. I hope this will help you to put into practice. And if you have any questions, Alpha, you can find me on Instagram and email.
Wonderful. And people can find you on Instagram at Yoga with Shabs, right? And if they have any questions, they can also email you at yogawithshabs@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. There are a few of our viewers from India, I would imagine, saying thank you, and they enjoyed watching you. I also want to say thank you to our friends Rita Chen and Teresita Calvendra Bagarinao. She is one of the school leaders in General Santos City in the Philippines. So thank you. I think everybody enjoyed all of these gentle exercises, even myself, and I know our directors back in the Philippines who's helping us with the show, they also enjoyed it. So folks who are listening in the Philippines, thanks to Shabnam, I think Shabnam, they will be able to sleep very well tonight. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, awesome.
Again, Alpha, for having me today. Thank you.
Yeah, any last word? Anybody else that you would like to acknowledge while we have you here?
Yeah, and you know, it is always hard to motivate. So, you know, always to do yoga. So I would really say, think about, like, you live in your body. And it's very important to take care of your body. Practice, especially the Sukht Vyayam if you are older, and pranayams and the asanas are also equally important. I hope it was helpful for all the teachers during this time.
I'm sure, Shabnam. What a gift that you have given to our community. What a wonderful gift that you have given to our teachers. I'm sure everybody who will be watching this on replay will keep on using this tool, this recorded version, on their daily practice of yoga, meditation, and pranayama.
Yeah, and I would thank you once more time. You know, when I was new, you helped me to know the community and helped me to make a new friends here. And especially through this program, you are spreading the same experience to the global community. So thank you to TNC and the channel and Alpha.
You're welcome, Shabnam. And Shabnam, can you believe we have about 35 more days before Christmas? So yeah, 35 more days. Look at over on this side. Look at this. 35 days before Christmas. I'm going to have to go like this because my, you know, the sun is getting onto my eyes, but I'm going to go like this, right? 35 days. So I think folks who are really shopping or thinking about the people that they love during this holiday, I think just the mere fact of sharing this video to people who need to take some time to relax and take care of themselves is enough. So folks, before we close today's session, it will be appreciative, or I'd actually appreciate it, if you can please take 3 minutes of your time and tag at least three of your friends of this session and share the wonderful gift that Shabnam Barmal had just given us. With that said, thank you very much. I will see you on our next episode on Saturday, December 4th. Thank you again. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.